Literature teaches us about humans trying to escape consequences. No matter how clever people may think they are, wrongdoing will always be caught.
In the book one of Iliad, Achilles refused to join the battle, for Agamemnon asked Achilles to give his war prize. Because Achilles was not in the battle, Achaeans were losing the battle, and so Patroclus, best friend of Achilles, wearing his armor and fought in the battle. But in the fight, Patroclus killed by Hector of Troy. Hector stole Achilles' armor from dead Patroclus' body, and this action caused Achilles' rage and encouraged Achilles to kill Hector with Athena's help in Book 22 of Iliad.
The second book in the timeline is The Lay of the Werewolf. A man is disappearing for a few days each week, and when his wife asked him about it, he confessed to being a werewolf. In the world of the story, you cannot transform back into a human unless you have your human clothes. So the wife hid his clothes and married a knight instead. A long time later, the king found out what happened because the normally docile werewolf attacked his old wife. The wife and the knight were then exiled for their wrongdoing. In the third story, The Tempest, it's a bit different because Prospero forgave Alonso and Antonio, who were the two men that betrayed him. They were still caught, and in my opinion, their own regret is punishment enough.
In conclusion, all of this tell us that consequences are unescapable. You should face the consequences instead of trying to run from them.